This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization expects more deaths to occur in Sudan due to outbreaks of disease and a lack of essential services amid intense fighting, its director general said on Wednesday. Fighting erupted between the Sudanese Armed Forces and Rapid Support Forces paramilitaries on April 15th and has killed at least 459 people and injured more than 4,000, according to the WHO's latest figures.
On top of the number of deaths and injuries caused by the conflict itself, WHO expects there will be many more deaths due to outbreaks, lack of access to food and water, and disruptions to essential health services, including immunization.
WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus added only 16% of health facilities were functioning in the Sudanese capital. Talks have taken place between Beijing and Kyiv, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping has appealed for negotiations between Russia and Ukraine in a phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. State media reports Xi warned there is no winner in a nuclear war. In the long-anticipated conversation, Xi said China wanted to act as a peace mediator. In a development, Beijing will send a special representative to Ukraine for talks about a possible political settlement. China has tried to appear neutral in the war, but has refused to criticize Moscow's invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny said Wednesday he could face life in prison on quote-unquote terrorism charges, while another popular opposition politician went on trial in Russia's